This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House taking another step shortly towards impeaching President Trump as the Judiciary Committee will be meeting a hearing that will be focusing on testimony from top Democratic and Republican attorneys on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Meanwhile, the Justice Department Inspector General is to release a report on the origins of the FBI's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. A massive eruption of a volcano off the coast of New Zealand, killing at least five people. Many are injured and many are missing. Here's New Zealand's Prime Minister.
Our focus is to ensure that police and the National Emergency Management Agency have all of the resources they need.
The Saudi government promising full cooperation in the investigation into a deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station Pensacola on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Ah! I mean, amazing. Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it, touched by it, and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts. And we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. Esper says Friday's shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola was captured by cameras carried by associates of the Saudi aviation student who opened fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her critics are going after each other again, this time over Amazon's announcement of a new headquarters on Long Island. The Long Island city operation Amazon plans to build will bring 1,500 jobs. Ocasio-Cortez's critics are jabbing her for leading a fight to keep Amazon from opening what was billed as a 25,000-job operation in Queens. Connecticut State Police investigating after a Tesla on autopilot slammed into the back of a patrol car on Saturday morning. They say troopers were responding to a disabled vehicle when the Tesla hit the cruiser, stalling the vehicle. No serious injuries reported. And an actor known for his roles on Benson and Star Trek Deep Space Nine has passed away. Rene Auberjonois was 79. His son says his dad died of metastatic lung cancer. Just last year, the actor said in an interview,
"Being an actor is being an artist, and that's what my life has been."
Ashraf Y was actually very prolific. If you check his Wikipedia page, you'll see just how many TV, movie, and theater productions he was in. Again, Ashraf Y was 79. And that's making news on this Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be easy, right? And we don't do things because they're easy. We just do them because they have to be done. And, of course, in the midst of all this partisanship, you know, it doesn't make the heavy lifting required on this project any lighter. There is no doubt what we're going to see this week is going to be rather historical. Probably we will see the third president in the history of our great country to be impeached by the House. They've been set on this. This is a foregone conclusion. This is why the White House has said, okay, let it play out, bring it on. Let's we'll go to the Senate. And I think that it's a big risk, no doubt, you know, for the Democrats, and they're going to do everything they can to try to control the narrative there. Already there's infighting going on between the minority leadership of Chuck Schumer against Mitch McConnell. I know many conservatives and Republicans are saying, hey, look, let's just use the same rules the Democrats used in the House, and we'll just transfer that over to the Senate. And, you know, after all, fair is fair. But, of course, Schumer is going to do everything he can to mitigate any overreach or prejudice that might compromise their ability to hold their case there, although it's an uphill battle. I mean, because, so far, we're not seeing any defection from Republicans. They're behind this president 100%. It is the Democrats that are abandoning ship here. And, in this, especially in light of the polling evidence, and, polls are one thing. And I understand they're a snapshot. And, we knew that in the 2016 lead up to the election, the polls were spurious and suspicious. I mean, they were weighted towards Democrats. And this is why everybody was so led to believe that Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in, right? And so they bought into those polls and then were surprised on election night that when you start calling up the Electoral College, it was Donald Trump elected president, regardless of this argument of, well, she got more of the popular vote. I mean, look, we know what the rules are. That's the rule of the game. I mean, in baseball, you can have all the hits you have, but if you don't score runs and you come up short on runs, you lose. That's just the way it is, the way we grow up. That's just the way the rules are, and that's what's fair. But the Democrats are whining because they perceive some sort of injustice. And from day one, they've been doing everything they can to upend this democracy and the process, the way they've handled this. I mean, I've maintained that Donald Trump has been an exposing agent. And if nothing else, we can be thankful for Donald Trump And this is what I, you know, had a conversation over the weekend with some friends who absolutely just hate Donald Trump. But I said, look it, calm down for just a minute. Just take a breath and think about what Donald Trump has exposed here. I mean, do you really think that what the Democrats have been doing is respectful? Nancy Pelosi says, well, it's not like somebody comes into Congress to impeach the president. What are you devoid of history? Are you devoid of not hearing what Jerry Nadler said, what was reported? I mean, it was Molly Hemingway was sitting behind him on a train, from North coming to D.C., and she's hearing Nadler saying that he's going to, you know, that's what he's there. He's going to impeach the president. No holds barred. He was totally committed to that. But Nancy Pelosi says, no, that's not. And then we have Tlaib and her infamous statement, with all the expletives that, it's off to Washington to impeach that MFR, right? And, you know, on and on. All the different terms and perspectives and actions of the Democratic Party. Maxine Waters, go right down the list. You know, Al Green, hey, we've got to impeach him because we're not going to win at the ballot box. I mean, really, let's take the votes away from the American people, and because they're too stupid, you know, as one of the advisors for Obamacare. Remember what he had to say, that the American people are too stupid? That's why they had to do it this way. See, that's the sentiment of the Democratic Party. And this is what they are not getting, because Main Street America gets it loud and clear. And Donald Trump has exposed the Democratic Party for the fraud that they are. And they deserve it. I mean, I've warned them. I've warned my Democratic friends. I go, your party is going into a ditch, full force, full steam ahead. And as, Jonathan Turley said, this will be the fastest impeachment process in the history of our great country. I mean, is that what this is all about? It's all about speed. I mean, we're months away from the 2020 election, and the Democrats are bound and determined to make sure that they do as much damage to this president and our country as possible. And, you know, and they're going to spell out the case today. We're going to hear from both sides. We're going to hear more legalese and more attorneys. The Democrats' attorneys versus the Republican attorneys in pleading their case and saying why impeachment must go on. Now, Jerry Nadler over the weekend says, hey, this is a slam dunk. I mean, hey, put this in front of a jury. And they'll convict Trump in 3 minutes flat. You got to be kidding me. See, I mean, here's a guy who doesn't even need 3 minutes to fall asleep in the middle of proceedings. But in 3 minutes, you know, the president will be convicted. Or maybe, you know, in 3 minutes, the jury will see, you know, you guys are absurd. Get out of here. You're wasting our time. Of course, that's not happening because they will continue on and they're going to waste our time and waste more of the people's money over this. This is the people's money. I mean, you watch them on TV and just start seeing your dollars, you know, being expended here. See, and this is what they do. This is the problem with big government. They continue to utilize our money, and they waste it. And is it any wonder we're $23 trillion in debt and counting? You know, one of the things that I said over the weekend to my well-meaning friends is that Donald Trump has done a great job with jobs. I mean, look, we just got a recent job report, 266,000 new jobs. Amazing, right? I mean, it is just phenomenal what has been going on with our country and how things have turned around. And it's funny because some of them go, well, you know, this is Obama's economy. Okay, right. If that's what you want to believe, I mean, I can't help you. Obama, last time I checked, is not here. Obama was blaming, you know, George W. Bush, you know, for the first, I think his first 4 years at every turn, he was always blaming George Bush. But here it is now that things have been turned around because of the policies that were enacted by the progressives and by Barack Obama. Now they want to take credit and say it was them. You know, they're the ones that, contributed to this economy, when one of the key linchpins that Donald Trump did was he took away the heavy boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of productive Americans. And they said, thank you very much. They went back to work. We've got people off of welfare. The welfare rolls, as you recall, were, you know, absolutely bloating at record rates. Thank you very much, the policies of the Democratic Party. But no, they want to somehow give credit to this current economy, to Barack Obama. It's a mystery to me. It's like Velveeta cheese, I keep saying. I don't understand Velveeta cheese either, and I don't understand that thinking. It doesn't seem to add up. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is unhinged!
I don't hate anybody. I don't have anybody in the world. I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. So, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the fact that leads to the president's violation of the oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Don't mess with her. Don't hold her accountable for the things that she said. Oh, bless her heart. I'm a Catholic, so that gives me a King's X, and I can do whatever I want because some people believe, you know, if you're a Catholic, you can just go and, you know, confess your sins, and it's all okay, and then you go about and, you know, doing the same thing you were doing before. Look, it's tough enough. I, you know, appreciate that you want to bring your faith into this, but, man, once you do, you better be consistent, you know, with that standard and what being a Catholic is all about, what being a Christian is all about. Whatever measure of faith you hold to, are you going to be held to that standard? And especially when you're involved with a party, you know, you say that you got a heart of love, and you heard me say this before, and it doesn't square up. You say you have a heart of love, but yet you're a party that in your very platform of the Democratic Party, you say abortion's fine. It's okay to abort children up to the minute of delivery. And even after, in some states, even after the baby's been delivered, you know, Democrats say, oh, you just offer comfort care. And that's okay. So the baby that was supposed to have been aborted is delivered. And we just allow the baby to die. We're not totally heartless because we give comfort care. And this is the same party that has given cover to Planned Parenthood, who recently, with David DeLeiden, as you'll recall with the interview that I had with Tom Brekka, that, you know, here's David DeLeiden. He catches them on tape. He catches Planned Parenthood on tape selling baby parts. Okay. Now, lest you be confused, let me make this clear. It is illegal to sell baby parts in America, except if you're Planned Parenthood. And you've got the right judge. And they know which judge to go to. So what do? Planned Parenthood, no consequence whatsoever. They're off scot-free. And David DeLeiden is sued. And he's the one being faced with all kinds of harassment as if he broke the law. But Planned Parenthood gets away with this. See, this is the kind of stuff that's going on in this topsy-turvy world. But people of faith, real people of faith, Nancy Pelosi, would understand, as the book of Isaiah states, that there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time, and that time, I believe, is here now, where Isaiah says, whoa, whoa. And you know, those three little words, whoa, are pretty profound, and they come screaming at your Bible if you really have the heart of God and the mind of God and the love of God to understand what is going on, that you would make good evil and evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. What is going on? But this is what we're doing. And I would say to you that God also offers the remedy. So for people of faith, there's going to be a lot of agitation. There's a lot of emotions flying around. And this is all being whipped up, you know, and I hate to sound so partisan because I'm trying to stay, you know, somewhat objective in this, you know, but for the sake of our listeners and our family of listeners, I just want you to take a deep breath because the Democrats are out of control and they're killing their party. And if you think not, look at the numbers of escapees out of the Democratic Party. They've had it. They know that this is, you know, this is wrong. It doesn't make sense. And as I was mentioning earlier, you know, with Donald Trump, one of the things that I heard early on in his administration is that he would go around, he would ask everybody, hey, how are we doing with jobs? One of the first things he brought, focus, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? See, and I think for the, my recommendation, you know, and to the people I know him really well, they meet with him on a regular basis, my mantra to them is, hey, Mr. President, ask him, how are we doing with the budget? Let's focus on the budget. $23 trillion and the meter keeps going bigger and bigger is wrong. And if anybody is in a position to expose as if it hasn't been, but we need to really deal with this and understand that government needs to get back on track. It is dealing with areas at our expense that it has no business doing. They're using our money. I mean, you know, Democrats, Republicans, they find a way to buy votes. And next thing you know, hey, there's another $1 million, another, you know, multiples of millions of dollars that somehow votes are being bought on our back, unbeknownst to ourselves. But look, we're getting smarter and we're seeing this. That's how you get to $23 trillion. And before you know it, we're going to be at $30 trillion. You know, every once in a while, people talk about it being a national security issue. It is. But even more so, especially in light of what's going on and all the threats that are around us. What are we going to do? I mean, we're already writing checks on the backs of our children and our grandchildren. I mean, we're going to go next to our great-great-grandchildren. This country's too good for this. And we deserve better. We deserve a government that is accountable, as President Trump said, and as our founding father said, that is accountable to we the people. But if we the people don't want to say anything, and we go on and continue and allow, you know, this kind of circus and this, you know, Schiff show to be, and Nadler show, and Nancy Pelosi lying to us and saying, oh, well, you know, if we go to impeachment, we got to make sure it's bipartisan. Well, the only, well, you know, I don't know what she means by bipartisan, but the only thing that's bipartisan is that you've got Democrats that are siding up with the president, or at least the Republicans, and saying impeachment is not the answer. You know, now they're trying to find a exit, an off-ramp to even say, well, maybe we should talk about censure. You know, that keeps coming up. But the Democrats are not going to have it. They're too far down the road. They are committed to this. And so this means for the next month or so, we're going to have to put up with this. He said, she said, no, he didn't, I did. You know, I mean, just like a bunch of spoiled kids on the block fighting over this. But meanwhile, we've got serious problems here in this country. And, you know, we've got an IG report coming out today. Didn't expect a big bombshell. We already got a little bit of early indication. You knew what was going to happen. And I maintain that with all due respect, you know, the Inspector General, Horowitz, he's an institution guy. He's going to protect the institution in much the same way that James Comey tried to, even though he messed it up, you know, along the way, his thinking. I mean, as smart a guy as he is, he should have known better, but he really kind of messed this thing up. He got into a bucket of gum and made it worse. He didn't help things, actually. In trying not to, he did, you know. He didn't want to interfere, but he did interfere. And so here you've got, on the heels of that, you've got Horowitz, you know, loving the institution of the FBI. How does he come to the people and go, yeah, hey, boy, yeah, you're right. This is really corrupt and we've got a mess here in River City. How is he going to do that? He's going to indict the thousands of FBI agents, the agency, and say this thing's corrupt. I mean, but no, we're going to find some sacrificial lamb. We're going to find some, you know, some low level attorney who was ill-advised and got a little aggressive, and we're going to blame everything on him. Really? I mean, do you really believe that some low-level attorney could do what they did and create the chaos that was created for the 2016 election? You know better than that, and I do too. And all we can hope for is that maybe Bull Durham has the audacity and the intestinal fortitude and the courage to really step forward with his report, which is going to be coming up. I don't know if we'll get it before the end of the year, but get ready. This is going to be the clash of the titans, to say the least. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House taking another step shortly towards impeaching President Trump as the Judiciary Committee will be meeting a hearing that will be focusing on testimony from top Democratic and Republican attorneys on the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Meanwhile, the Justice Department Inspector General is to release a report on the origins of the FBI's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. A massive eruption of a volcano off the coast of New Zealand, killing at least five people. Many are injured and many are missing. Here's New Zealand's Prime Minister.
Our focus is to ensure that police and the National Emergency Management Agency have all of the resources they need.
The Saudi government promising full cooperation in the investigation into a deadly shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station Pensacola on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
For the season, right? That just sets the tempo and, you know, puts us in the right state of mind. Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking with him. Like myself, I consider myself a historian. To say historian and, in the presence of one Doug Weed, I hope you'll give me a little bit of latitude here, Doug, because you truly are a historian of just special proportions, and I'm grateful that your abilities have been so predominant and such a part of our culture.
Thank you, Bill. That's really kind of you, but I have to say I feel very much like a student of history.
Well, I guess that's what happens is you learn, and I guess that's why I'm humbled as well in this, is because the more we learn, the more we understand that we don't know. And for you to have the ability, in a sense, I say a historian, but you've been a presidential historian especially, because you've written about several presidents, and to have the inside track to be able to connect with one Donald J. Trump and to give us a perspective of inside Trump's White House, the title of your book, in an era where there's a lot of anonymous reporting, whistleblowers and what have you. You know, America really wants to know the truth of this president.
Yeah, primary sources. That's what I always look for when I'm reading. And, you know, who cares about anonymous and secondhand and third hand? You, when you're studying these people in history, you're looking for people who are in the same room with them. At least you want them to meet the person
exactly
that they're writing about. So
right.
That was important to me.
No, and I like that you stress primary sources, because from a historical perspective, sometimes, you know, you can grab a book and you think, okay, you're reading some history. But if they're not backed by primary resources, it really lends, it lacks credibility right off the bat, does it not?
Totally, totally. I just, there's so much history and so little time in one life to study it that I don't want to waste my time with, you know, I can hear their opinions, fine, I got my own opinions, but I want to know, you know, who worked. I sat down with Ivanka Trump and I said, you know, in a couple hundred years, they'll still be writing books about the Trump family. But whether you're viewed with hatred like the Borgias or the Medicis, or you're celebrated like the Kennedys or the Rockefellers, it's all going to depend on primary sources, on what your father says, what you say. All these other voices will be blown away. And
well,
that's what I wanted to capture.
Yeah, and Doug, and I have found that, look, you have from time to time people who come in who are polarizing people, that you either love them or you hate them. And, you know, maybe afterwards, after everything is said and done on this administration, much like with George W. Bush, they're realizing in retrospect that, hey, look, he had some valid perspectives here. And history has been more kind to him than present reporting during the time of his administration.
Well, I think that's especially true of Donald Trump, because what historians use to rank presidents, they rank presidents based on 120 criteria, but the big four are the economy and war and peace, intelligence, and in communication. In communication, he's been transformational with the
without a
Twitter
doubt.
And social media. And in intelligence, how did he see what every economist in the world, every one of them, couldn't see when he turned this economy around? And he's the first president in 40 years not to have invaded somebody, to given us peace. So peace and prosperity, that's the gold standard for a president.
Exactly. Doug, how did you connect with the president?
Well, through Ivanka. And when I had that conversation with her, I told her somebody needs to get in here and write from primary sources, and I want to be that person. And they debated it for about a year and studied it. I'm the guy that tape-recorded Bush. So
right.
They had a lot of people saying, no, no, don't let him in, don't let him in.
Mm-hmm.
But the president said he just felt chemistry with me. He said Michael Beschloss, the great presidential historian, came to Mar-a-Lago after he won and kissed my blank for a week, but I didn't feel chemistry. But with you, I feel chemistry, so I'm just grateful for that. I said, great.
So you knew as soon as that happens. Well, you see, because Donald Trump's a businessman, you see, and to me, my background is in business as well, Doug. And that was always, when I was training salespeople, I always looked for that dynamic, that kind of hidden dynamic. It wasn't necessarily hidden, but it was, you didn't know it until you knew it. And if somebody had chemistry, boy, that was a sure deal. You know, in much the same way, I think that what happened with Ukraine, for example, with Yovanovitch, she lacked chemistry with the new president, and President Trump understood that right away, and he made a change right away, because he knows that you cannot get anything done if the people don't like each other.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to me, the businessman, you're just absolutely right. Again and again, throughout his life, if he sees someone that wants to do it, if they have the desire to do something, he gives a tremendous amount of credence to that, even over competence. And that's why he had his daughter-in-law, Laura, take North Carolina during the campaign. She had no political experience at all, but she loved North Carolina. She knew North Carolina. She says, you're running North Carolina. She panicked.
Wow.
But she did it. She delivered. And he's done that all through his life, whether it's building buildings or whatever. He thinks if you love what you're doing, you'll be good at it. And that's what he looks for.
Did he draw that from his own experience with his father that gave him that quality and that kind of sense to look for that that particular characteristic in individuals? Where did that
you
come
know,
from?
I think you're right about that. I hadn't thought of that before, but I think you're right. So much goes back, so much is revealed in the art of the deal. And, you know, Bismarck, the great statesman, taught that politics is the art of the possible. And I've interviewed and known six presidents, and that's definitely the case. They aren't going to pick a cure to cancer like Kennedy going to the moon. They pick little things that they can win. But for a businessman and for Donald Trump, He picks the hardest. What's the hardest problem? That was his first question to Obama. What is the biggest problem I will have? Obama said North Korea. He starts with the biggest problem. You get rid of that, then you go to the next problem. That's a businessman. That's not a politician.
And you also mentioned that in that conversation, he happened to ask Obama, well, this is your number one problem. Have you had a conversation with Kim Jong-un? And he said, no. He goes like, what? That's academic, right? How are you going to address this problem if you don't really even know the problem? You just got, you know, some of that stuff is fantasy, you know, in terms of imagination, right?
Yeah, that was so funny. Bill Shine was in the office and Sarah Huckabee Sanders was there and he was telling us this story right over there. You know, and Obama said, North Korea, you'll have a war with North Korea during your, and Trump said, well, did you call him? And he said, no, I didn't call him. He's a dictator. And then Trump looked at us and he said, no, I didn't call him because he's a dictator. And then he paused a long while and he said, stupid.
Yeah, do you kind of, yeah, I mean, that was the deal. You know, I you kind of have this sense that, you know, people that do not know Donald Trump and underestimate, I mean, you cannot be a gazillionaire to the level that he is and to go along with the comments and the critiques of talking heads in the mainstream media that want to even suggest that Donald Trump is some sort of knucklehead, an idiot. This man is brilliant. I mean, he plays chess on multi-level platforms while everybody else is doing checkers, but yet they try to make fun of him, and you look at the results, Doug Weed, of what this man has been able to produce with his hands tied behind his back, all the resistance from the Democrats, 90% of the media reporting being negative, and he keeps his head down. He just keeps moving forward on behalf of the American people.
It's a fantastic story. Yeah, NATO he's meeting with today is a great example of that. He blew it up and saved it.
Exactly.
Everybody was upset, and the media's going crazy, and the Pentagon generals are coming in trying to lecture the president. He's saying that they're our friends. Why are they cheating us? And, no, Mr. President, they're our friends. So he blew the whole thing up, ended up raising $100 billion. Think of that. He only
exactly.
$0.6 billion for the wall with Mexico, raises $100 billion. And I ask you, Bill, do you think the next president of the United States is going to get in there and refund the money?
I don't think so. We've got more from Doug Weed after.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's something special about knowing how it's going to end. And it's interesting, you know, when you think about Donald Trump, you have this sense that he has a good idea of how this is going to end. Unlike previous presidents and previous regimes and the inner workings of the Beltway, we're talking with Doug Weed, a New York Times bestselling author who has written more than 30 books, served as an advisor to two American presidents, co-authored a book with one of them, and served on the senior staff of the White House. Doug, you understand the inner belly. You've seen it. You're up close and personal. And now you go inside Trump's White House and give us a sense of the contrast, because just from our purview, we see a clear and distinct, you know, contrast between previous administrations and this current one.
Yeah, well, you know, the book doesn't get overly bogged down in that analysis. It's filled with lots of wonderful stories about Melania, about Barron, about the kids, about, you know, raiding the refrigerator in the middle of the night from the White House, all of that. But there is hanging over it this ongoing hatred from the national media, and it's driven by money. The problem is it's going to keep going. The problem is companies favor regulation. Big companies want regulation, and that's what Trump had to do to turn the economy around, is deregulate. The reason big companies want them, Bill, is they create monopolies by keeping small businesses out.
Right.
And then after a period of time, whether the president's a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, there's a recession, they pass a stimulus bill. And the stimulus bill, which is usually at least 1,000 pages long, it exempts those companies from the regulations that they pass.
Right.
So it's called crony capitalism. So some companies get money from the Federal Reserve straight without going through a bank, 0% interest sometimes. Some companies keep regulations. Other companies are exempted from them. It's quite a racket, and it's international. They're multinational companies. So here comes Trump. He's overturning the table. He's breaking the dishes. Now Boeing has 40 competitors on some of these bids. It's turned around the American economy, but it's cost a small elite group of people a tremendous amount of money.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And, what you say there, is so true that this is what's, what has taken place, and that, because the president did promise to the American people that, we would in fact, be in control of the government once again. I think the American people have really not quite gotten hold of the concept of a government of, for, by, we the people. And the president said he's going to put the government back in their hands. And in doing that, he leveled out the playing field. I think that's the similarity in some context with Barack Obama. Barack Obama saw unfairness, and he tried to remedy it. But I think that even on a grander scale, if I might say, because the policies that Donald Trump has been affecting are good for everybody. They're not just for a particular class of people, not for Republicans, not for Democrats. It's for all of America is what I see, Doug. Is that a fair evaluation?
Yeah, and for the American middle class. I mean, mm-hmm. We've been paying for everything.
Right.
That was the whole deal with Trump and NATO. He sat down with the Pentagon generals, and they said, these are our friends, sir. He said, yes, but why does American middle class have to pay for high-speed railways in Germany? Why are we paying for all these new airports that are being built across the French countryside? Why can't France pay for its own education? Why does America have to subsidize it? And so it's just infuriating to Trump. He's not against other nations, but like the stewardess will say on the airplane, if you're accompanying a child, put your own mask on first.
Exactly.
And a sister or child. Mm-hmm. So America's reached a point where her own education is falling apart, and her middle class is descending into poverty, and we need to be strong again if we're going to be able to take on the change, help the environment, and help in defend the world. So that's the argument.
Doug, you mentioned the Trump family and you look at the family. We looked at them, even during the campaign, and you go, wow, what an exceptional group of people in the midst of a broken family, several marriages by the president. But, the kids are such, to me, there's a stellar example. Donald Trump's credit, he's not the first to take it. He says his wives were more responsible, for the children because of his investment of time and commitment to his business. And he rightfully gives her credit, for what she has done. But these kids are exceptional.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You raise a great point. I wrote the book, All the President's Children, and what I learned in that process is that many of the presidents had a strong love from a mother and an absent father. And what I learned is that they became successful because their father was successful. And you can give your life to your children. You can drive them around to basketball practice and study with them and just give them your all and say, boy, I didn't abandon my kids. I took care of them. And what will happen is your kid will grow up to be a taxi driver like you. The kid will be like the father. That's the example. So you may feel like, boy, I've really neglected my kids. I've pursued my career. But if you're a success, your kid is more likely to be a success. That's happened with the Trump family. There's no question about it.
Now, you mentioned midnight raids of the kitchen there in the White House. I mean, it's just like, everyday people, right?
Yeah, that was the fun part for me, was getting the stories. I mean, the second night after the inauguration, they're all having dinner in the state dining room, and the eight kids are scattered throughout, the grandkids, scattered throughout the floor, state floor, hiding behind drapes in the blue room and under chairs in the red room, and they're playing hide-and-go-seek, and Uncle Barron is supervising. It's just a fun read to get all of those inside stories.
What's your inside of Barron?
Well, he's gone into the White House as a boy, a 10-year-old, and he's coming out as a man. He's taller than his dad.
I know. I saw that. I'm going, my God, I told my wife, I go, look how much this kid has grown. He's taller than his father.
Well, the grandkids love him. They just worship him. And now he and Tiffany have become buddies. I love to tell the stories about Tiffany. She's going to Georgetown Law School in Washington, and she comes to the White House every weekend and visits with Melania and spends the weekend. And her buddy is Barron. He loves soccer, and she enjoys watching him practice and play. Uh-huh. So, yep, they're a lot like us. Tiffany's got this great story going to Buckingham Palace. They can't get a motorcade. They can't get help to get there. So they rent a bus, a van bus that takes you to your Avis rent-a-car at the airport. They all pile in, the Trump kids in their gowns and tuxedos, and they say to the bus driver, take us to Buckingham Palace.
That's good fun. Speaking of Barron and his love for soccer, I mean, does he participate in kind of an athletic team there? You know, what kind of outside contact with other kids is he able to have?
Yeah, he's going to school there, of course. So he's got his buddies there at school, and other children have gone through that. That is not, by the way, the idea that you're in a fishbowl, that is not really the pathology, if you will, for presidential children. They do just fine with that. The struggles they have in life, struggles that all of us have, is finding a separate identity from the successful parent. And that's something we all go through in life. But presidential children, it's especially a bigger challenge.
Now, Doug, he and Melania now are full time in D.C., correct?
Oh yeah, they live in the White House. And,
right.
Yeah, no question.
There's
great stories with the president and the first lady. They're under a lot of pressure, and the first lady's attacked. A New York Times reporter called her a prostitute.
Oh,
just unbelievable attacks, and jealous of her because has such dignity and such graciousness. So in the evening, sometimes at dinner, the president will tease her, and he'll say, Melania, honey, isn't this great, this journey I'm taking you on? You wouldn't be first lady if it weren't for me. And she'll say, oh, yeah, thanks very much. Thank you very much.
She tells her that story when Donald Trump, you know, told her that that first night that he was thinking about running, you know, for president. And she says, you're going to run. And I know, I mean, right then, you know, she knew that he was serious, that he was going to run, number one. And number two, he was going to win. And I have to tell you, Doug, quite honestly, when his name first came up, I just said, is he going to follow through on this, or is this going to be another Ross Perot type of experience?
Yeah, the kids all say that. They say the first meeting in Mar-a-Lago, she said that immediately, and they dismissed it. And then there was a meeting in Bedminster where he went through some of the details, and they all, yeah. And she said, you're going to win. And all the way to election night, and on election night, they told him, you know, you're going to lose. And they already announced that the networks had brought in their anchors to prepare. They'd already sent word to the board members of the major networks and companies that own the network of what was going to happen. And they sat Donald Trump down at Trump Towers and said, what are we going to tell our people at the Hilton? He said, well, I'm just going to go down to Fifth Avenue and I'm going to give a press conference. I'm going to say, I'm a patriot. I love my country. I've tried my best. And then tomorrow I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to fly to Ireland and play a game of golf. In the middle of all of that, here's Melania. She says, no, you're going to win.
Yeah, we're going to the big dance, honey, let me tell you. Doug Weed, New York Times bestselling author, and his brand-new book will be linked on our website, and we've got to have him back. Trump's White House, the real story of his presidency.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.